This is the Baseball Analysis Podcast, coverage for games on June 18th, 2022. If you enjoy the show, share it with a friend, subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. Leave us feedback at baseballanalysispod@gmail.com if you wish. Today, I'm going to do deep dives on Adolis Garcia and his stint recently with the Rangers. Riley Green and his debut for the Detroit Tigers on the 18th. Jack Sawinski and his performance on the 19th for the Pirates as a rookie. And then we're going to top it off with Nick Pivetta's performance against Andre Pallante. And after that, we're going to talk a little bit about Max Fried and Logan Webb facing off tomorrow, June 20th. This podcast is being recorded on June 19th. And with that, I think it's time to kind of shift gears. I'm going into recording this 73rd episode of the podcast. I feel like I want to start covering upcoming games rather than solely covering past performance or things that happened the day before. So I want to start analyzing what I think could happen and testing my knowledge the day after. So today I'll be covering games from June 18th and June 19th, at least a couple performances that caught my eye. So first, let's take a leaderboard look from the 18th. And first, for top exit velocity, is Shohei Ohtani at 114.4 miles per hour. Ronald Acuna is in second at 113.2. Tommy Pham in third at 111.7. Brian De La Cruz in fourth at 111.2. And Ronald Acuna Jr. in fifth at 111.1. Top distance for the day has Manny Machado in first at 463 feet, Gary Sanchez in second at 456 feet, Nolan Gorman in third at 440 feet, Charlie Blackman 433 feet, and CJ Cron at fifth at 428 feet. Top pitch velocity belongs mostly to Andres Munoz, topping out at 101.3 miles per hour. Edwin Diaz is in the number four spot at 101.1 miles per hour. Swing and misses belongs to Durán Marquez with a count of 13. Luke Weaver is in second with a count of 13 as well. Adolis Garcia went 3-for-4 with one triple, one home run, one RBI, three runs scored in the Rangers' 7-14 loss against the Tigers in Detroit last night. With that said, Adolis brings his average to .253 on the year, his OPS to .773. He had three hard hit balls in that game. What's impressive to note is that Garcia has been doing very well recently against top teams. In his last 10 games, which feature outings against Houston and some good pitching on the White Sox, he's held his own. In those last 10 games, he was batting .425, slugging .725 with a weighted on base average of .500 and a WRC plus of .239. He had 17 hits and 45 plate appearances, 3 home runs, 10 runs scored, 8 RBIs, and 3 stolen bases, a walk rate of 8.9%, K rate of 20%. In the 10 games before that, he wasn't doing as hot, averaging .209, slugging .488 with a weighted on base average of .305. 4 home runs in those games, though. So he has been showing his power consistently lately. Through 2022, he has 13 home runs, averaging .253, slugging .478. The WRC plus of 18, a weighted on base average of .330, and a WAR of 1.7 for the Rangers. So good for Garcia. Those are great numbers. Moving on to Riley Green, who got his start in center field last night for the Detroit Tigers. He made his MLB debut in style, going 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored and 2 walks. That's a great sign for anyone. Green's average is sitting at .667 through that performance, but can't say much more about that until later on. It is important to note that Green was doing well in AAA ball. 21-year-old was ranked third in RotoWire's prospect rankings on May 24th. He had a contact rate in AAA ball of 77.4 this year in 68 plate appearances in AAA. Green had an average of .274, slugging .387 with a weighted on base average of .328. One home run, 10 runs scored, 6 RBIs, 3 stolen bases. Bats left, throws left, stands 6'3", 200 pounds. He was the fifth pick overall in the 2019 June amateur draft for the Detroit Tigers. Next, let's dive into Jack Sawinski and his performance on June 19th. where he went 3-for-3 with 3 solo home runs and a walk. He had 3 RBIs on the night with 3 hard hit balls, helping the Pirates get it done against San Francisco, winning 4-3 in Pittsburgh today on the 19th. I wouldn't say this comes as too much of a surprise. Every now and then somebody has a game kind of like this. It kind of does come as a surprise in light of Swinski's last 10 games where he's been batting 133, slugging 233 with just one home run and a K rate of 44.1%. Granted, that is against pitching like the Giants, St. Louis, and Atlanta. But in the 10 games before that, he was doing a little better, averaging 343 slugging, 571 with a weighted on base average of 418, K rate of 26.3, 2 home runs, 6 runs scored, 4 RBIs. That was against people like Detroit, Arizona, the Dodgers, and the Padres. So doing well against those kind of teams. As a 23-year-old rookie, this is great for him. He's sitting in the 89th percentile for barrel rate, 76th percentile for chase rate. He stands 6'2", 206 pounds, bats left, throws left, playing outfield. It's a good sign for any outfielder showing his power lately. I definitely want to keep an eye on him and see how he continues to progress. Last night, I had mentioned that Andre Pallante was pitching against Nick Pivetta tonight. It was an exciting game like I anticipated, but Pivetta ended up getting the win in the end, and the Red Sox beat the Cardinals 6-4 in Boston. Pallante pitched 5.2 innings, gave up 4 hits, 2 earned runs, just 1 walk, got 4 strikeouts, gave up a home run. That brought his ERA to 1.69 on the year. He had 7 hard hit balls against him. Pivetta, on the other hand, went 7 innings pitched, gave up 4 hits, 1 earned run, 4 walks, but he got 10 strikeouts. His ERA sitting at 3.31 on the year. He was also hit hard only 7 times. Pivetta, I've covered earlier in the podcast. I encourage you to go back and take a look at it if you're interested in learning more about him. But I want to end this podcast off with a discussion on Max Fried facing Logan Webb tomorrow night. I think that's going to be a great matchup. Logan Webb's been getting it done for the Giants, an ERA of 3.43 this year, a K rate of 21.2%, walk rate of 6.2%. Those numbers aren't as close to Max Fried's, but still great nonetheless. Ground ball rate of 57%, 78.2 innings pitched this year. He has a win-loss record of 6-2, whereas Max Fried has a win-loss record of 7-2 this year through 80.2 innings pitched. Ground ball rate of 52.4%, K rate of 23.1%, walk rate of 4%, a WAR of 2.1, ERA of 2.9. I know that's a lot of stats to throw right at you, but I think this is a great matchup. You don't get to see the Braves and the Giants play too often. This is a great midsummer baseball game, so check it out. That's going to do it for this episode of the Baseball Analysis Podcast. If you enjoyed it, share it, subscribe to it, leave us some feedback. Email baseballanalysispod@gmail.com. I'll be back here tomorrow, but in the meantime, enjoy baseball, and thank you for listening.